Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, we reach into our archives from 2013 and bring you something from New Zealand. It's by Mr. Mike Kelly, who is part of a Dominican preaching team living in Masterton. The preaching is entitled The Way of the Cross.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field, and while everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat, and then went off. And when the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came to him and said, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where did the weeds come from?" And he answered, "An enemy has done this." The slave said to him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" He replied, "No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, 'First, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" The Gospel of our Lord Jesus. Well, we live in a world where violence is an everyday occurrence. Murders, beatings, abuse, exploitation, all too often a massacre. And what I find interesting and disturbing is that even after the violence has been stopped, the victims released from their ordeal and the perpetrator in custody, the one who holds the attention of the public is very commonly the violent one, not the ones who have suffered. Well, there is compassion for the victims for a while, but pretty soon people forget, and somehow over time the attention is drawn to what will happen to the guy who did it. There's a fascination with the face of evil and a strong, vicarious desire for vengeance. That's what holds our attention. And Christians, of course, try to imitate the model given to us by Jesus. And we can recall some of his words, especially that of part of Matthew's chapter 5, where he keeps repeating the words, "You have heard that, but I say to you that," showing us that more is required of a Christian than merely following the Jewish law. Well, today's gospel reading is about violence, a deliberate attempt by a person to destroy a family's farmer's crop and his livelihood. Where I live, a farmer facing that kind of action is likely to be pretty angry and to demand that the culprit be found and face retribution. What options did the farmer in the gospel story have? His advisor suggested trying to get rid of the weeds before they ruined the crop. He could have searched out the offender and denounced him, or worse. But no, he decided to take a different tack, the way of non-violence, the way of non-retaliation. It's the way Jesus constantly invites us to act, to turn the other cheek, to walk the extra mile, to give your shirt as well as your coat. Non-retaliation, a new possibility of action when confronted with situations of violence. I'm reminded of this by an article in this day's newspaper about a memorial ceremony in Norway for those killed in a massacre 2 years ago. I'm sure you will remember the death of so many teenagers at an island camp. Today's article mentions the names of a politician, a member of royalty, a family member, and the murderer. But not one of the 68 young people shot dead is mentioned by name. Not 15-year-old Aidan Hovden, who loved playing the guitar, or 19-year-old Lena Maria Burgum, who loved horses and wanted to be a journalist, or the young Kurdish man, Kara Mustafa Kasim. But there is a photograph of the man found guilty of their murder. And yet there is another story. The young people killed were all members of a political group dedicated to a fair and just multicultural society in Norway. The killer was a militant far-right loner with a special hate for Muslims and for the Norwegian immigration policy. To feed his fanaticism, he killed 68 people. Well, today, 30 of the survivors of the massacre have decided to run for parliament in Norway. One of them said this: "Someone tried to kill me for what I believed in, so I'm going to fight for it." Well, since that time, there's been plenty of attention paid to the man found guilty of the massacre, most of it favouring a predictably harsh punishment. But these young people have responded in a different way, a way that ultimately has much more meaning than retribution, a way that fits in very well with the story Jesus tells in the Gospel today. Non-retaliation. Not an easy option, but the option we are called to by Jesus. And just look at the cross. Thank you.